four-star country, The General, 95.9 FM, the new 101.3 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartz and Truber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Now, Bar Reeves Sports on The General.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to Northeast DuBois High School, where tonight we have varsity girls basketball. It is the Lady Jeeps of Northeast DuBois hosting the Bar Reeves Vikings. I'm Mike DeCourcy, and we have had technical difficulties here tonight. As many of you know, throughout the years we've traveled to DuBois, the internet cell service reception, very, very choppy. Been working to correct that, and finally got that done. Thanks to big time thanks to Northeast DuBois athletic director, head basketball coach Terry Friedman, for his help on that. Not only that, but we made him climb some steps a second ago to get up there and help get us on the air. So thanks to coach, Mr. Athletic Director Terry Friedman, certainly getting us on the air and helping us resolve technical issues. There's a couple of places, a couple of dry spots on the Viking schedule, both here, Forest Park, South Knox, where these are issues we run into, but thank you for their help. So we are actually picking this up right here now at the beginning of the second quarter. Bar Reeves leads Northeast DuBois 9-7. On the floor for Bar Reeves, it is Tracy Stahl, Addison Ainsco, Mariah Bullock, Rachel Wilson, Melissa Wagler. Those are the original five starters. Jenica Helms has already been off the bench. She's made a bucket. Lindley Sheets has saw time as well. It is Northeast DuBois basketball to start second quarter action. So 9-7 Vikings. And here comes DuBois with the basketball. We'll talk about their team, but Mariah Pullock going to pick off a dribble drive by Jaslyn Sanders. She's going to throw up a shot. It is going to bounce in. Nice runner by Mariah. That's her first two of the night. And all five starters have now scored for Bar Eve. It's 11-7 Vikings. DuBois with the basketball. Mia Smith going to be forced into a double dribble. Good defense there by Bullock and Melissa Wagler. So the Vikings are going to get it back with a four-point lead. DuBois looks like they're going to be in a 2-3 zone this time. Maybe a 3-2 zone. Bari going to get organized here. Addison Ainsco has it on the right side. Melissa Wagler, a little inside set lob down to Rachel Wilson. Rachel gets it to go off the glass. It's good. Rachel with four early points. It's the six-point lead for the Vikings, their biggest so far here tonight. Pass going to be deflected again. DuBois looks like they're going to pick it back up. Almost a steal by Bar Reeves. Vikings really turning up the defensive pressure here out in the passing lane. DuBois with the basketball again. Madison Cade has it now over to Mia Smith. Now Jaslyn Sander with it. DuBois just settling for some ball reversals here. And a long 18-footer going to be put up by Haley Reckelhoff. It's good. They're going to call a foul after the play. They're actually going to call it on Reckelhoff after the play. They're going to call a dead ball push. I didn't see exactly what happened, but it's going to be the first foul whistled on DuBois here tonight. 13-9, Vikings by four. 6 minutes left, second quarter. Ames go with it on the right side. Addison going to bounce it over to Mariah. Ames go now with it, going to get a dribble drive on the left side. Good move on the baseline. Addison going to lay it up and in. And Vikings have that six-point lead again at 15-9. Lady Jeeps that time going to throw it out of bounds. Good pressure defense again. That's over on the side of Melissa Wagler and Tracy Stahl. Sabari's going to get it. 5:38 left here in the opening half. 15-9, Barreeves on top. It's like a 2-3 zone this time for the Jeeps. Melissa Wagler going to set for a three. It's going to bounce off long, no good, and rebounded by Jaslyn Sander. Dubois with the basketball. Barreeves back to man-to-man defense this time. Sander out to Smith. Long two put up, no good. Addie going to jump. Out jump everybody, grab the rebound. And here comes Barry with the basketball. Ball going to be poked away from Ainsco from behind. Trying a little fast break action, and Barry going to get it on their baseline down close to the corner. Tracy Stahl with it on the inbound. Ainsco going to turn the corner down the lane, got through everybody, laid it up and in. Addison Ainsco quickly, 6 points here in the second quarter, and it's an 8-point Barre lead now at 17-9. Runner on the other end from Jaslyn Sander is good off the glass. 17-11, lead back down to 6. And now an errant pass from Melissa Wagler going to be thrown out of bounds. She was looking for Tracy Stahl on the left wing. Dubois is going to get it back. Jenica Helms checks back in. Tracy Stahl going to get a break. 17-11, Vikings by 6. Dubois with the basketball. And a wild shot put up by Smith. No good. Ball on the floor. And they are going to get a foul on Dubois on the rebound. They're going to say that Rebecca Brosmer is going to foul Jenica Helms as they were getting ready to wrestle around for it on the floor. So here comes Barre with the basketball and a 6-point lead. Ains go on the baseline, off the glass, no good. Tapped around, Dubois is going to come out with it. Dubois, Sander has the basketball, man-to-man defense. She's checked by Jenica Helms. Helms with it. They're on the ball defense. They're going to dish it back to Reckelhoff. We're under 4 minutes left here. First half, 17-11 Vikings. Just a little dribble drive action. Ainsco probably got away with a foul, but she's going to poke it away. Get out ahead of everybody. Barreeve almost going to throw it out of bounds. They're going to have a loose ball, and Dubois is going to come ahead with it. Lady Jeeps with the basketball. And a three going to be put up from the corner. No good. And they're going to get a foul on the rebound on Brosmer. Good block out by Rachel Wilson right there. And Barreeve going to get it back up 17-11. Well, certainly a big weekend on tap for Barreeve Athletics. Of course, tomorrow night, the one that everybody always wants to talk about. That is the Barreeve Ligoti basketball game at Kavanaugh Court. Junior varsity kicking off at 6 o'clock. Varsity scheduled for 7:30. Catch all of that here on the General 95.9. Airtime tomorrow night about 7 o'clock. We'll go a little early tomorrow night. Dubois is going to pick off a Tracy Stahl pass. And Lady Jeep shot off the glass. No good. Another good block out by Rachel Wilson. She was looking for Ainsco on the outlet, though. It's going to be picked off and laid up and in by Hadley Foreman. So bad break right there for the Vikings, and Bar even going to get it back with a four-point lead. Tracy Stahl with it. Over to Hannah Bullock. Hannah had it at the elbow, didn't take the jumper. Haynes go with it in the lane. Addison going to be fouled, and she's going to go to the line to shoot two. Addie been really active here in the second quarter. Addison, the do-it-all girl for the Lady Vikings. She leads the team in scoring, just about 13 points a game. Addie's free throw going to roll out, no good. One of the most impressive things about Addison is that was her 100th free throw attempt this year as it rolls in and out, no good. But Addison second on the Vikings in rebounds, leads the team in steals. Addison got the second one. She's going to lead the team in assists. She really is an active player. That's her seventh point. Vikes lead it again by five. And Northeast Dubois is going to take a timeout. We'll go ahead and take one, too. On the J.J.'s Concrete scoreboard, minute 59 left, second quarter, Vikings 18-13 over Dubois. Back to Northeast Dubois High School after this one-minute timeout.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Why is News 10, the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back at Dubois, Northeast Dubois with the basketball, and out of the timeout, Barreve almost gets a steal, and there they force one. Melissa Wagler been really active on defense tonight. She's going to force a double dribble by Madison Cave, and the Vikings are going to get the ball back with a five-point lead. Jenica Helms back out, Mariah Bullock in. Mariah, I don't know if she was getting retaped or something. That's the third time here in the second quarter that Jenica Helms has checked in and checked out. So, good minutes tonight for the freshman. Addison looking for somebody in the corner, couldn't find anybody. Tracy Stahl going to set for a three. It's going to bounce long, no good. There's Rachel on the rebound. And Rachel Wilson going to be fouled. And Rachel has done a nice job on the glass, both offensively and defensively. Rachel leading rebounder for the Vikings at 8 a night. Barry going to get it on the inbounds with a 5-point lead. Ains go over to Melissa Wagler on the right side. Melissa going to dump it back to Tracy. Addison in the corner. Melissa going to set for a three. Got it! That's Melissa Wagler's second three right from the top of the key. And it's an 8-point Viking lead at 21-13. Just quickly the other way, Dubois going to be fouled by Barreve on the floor. And they're going to get that one on Tracy Stahl. That's going to be three on Tracy. Only four on the Vikings. And Jenna Harrison going to check in for Tracy. So Dubois with the basketball. Vikings by eight. We're under a minute now here in the half. Jeeps with it, left corner, long three going to be put up, is good. That's Madison Cave, cuts the lead back to five at 21-16. Ainsco going to bounce it over, Harrison. Out to Bullock, we're coming up on 30 seconds left in the half. Rachel Wilson may have got away with a travel down to Ainsco on the baseline. Addison, another good move on the baseline. And a timeout, Barre. 23-16. Back to Northeast Dubois after this one-minute timeout.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barre Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barre Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
January is all about Jeeps at the Washington Chrysler Center as Jeep Days are back in full swing with great savings on all Jeep models. Choose from a large selection of new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokees arriving daily, the hottest seller on the block. Or how about the 2018 Jeep Renegade loaded with all the bells and whistles as low as $21,199? The new 2019 Jeep Latitude starts at $22,458, an unbelievable year-end clearance savings on all Jeep Wranglers. Jump on board and hold on in a new Jeep during Jeep Days in January at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Two boys with the basketball to close the half, and Lindley Sheets, who's just checked into the game, quickly going to be called for a blocking foul, and that's going to put Hadley Foreman at the free throw line to shoot two. 23-16. We're under 10 seconds left. Hadley's free throw going to roll in and out, no good. She'll have one more. Rachel Wilson, Ains go back in. Jenna Harrison. Sheets sit down. Free throw going to be long, but the long rebound picked off by Dubois. Dubois has got 5 seconds. They're going to launch a long three, and it's going to hit nothing at the buzzer, and that is going to do it. At halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 23-16, Barre Eve in front of Northeast Dubois. We're going to take a three-minute timeout. And when we come back, we'll have all the halftime statistics, set up the second half. Vikings on top of Dubois here at Northeast Dubois High School, 23-16.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Do you own your own business? Then you know to expect the unexpected. Hi, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today to discuss a business owner's program from Hastings Mutual Insurance Company that can be designed to fit your needs. We offer competitive pricing and comprehensive products. Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Barre Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless, and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style. Chuckles Convenience Stores.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Back here at Northeast DuBois High School at halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 23-16. Vikings on top by 7. Halftime tonight brought to you by the Montgomery Medical Associates and our friend Dr. Merle Holzapfel, located directly across the street from Bar Eve High School. 23-16, Vikings lead at halftime. Scoring tonight, first for Northeast DuBois. They're going to be led here at halftime by Jaslyn Sander. Sander with 3 2-point baskets for 6 points here at halftime. She's going to be followed by Madison Cave. Cave with a 3-point basket and a 2-point basket for 5. Haley Reckelhoff was next. Reckelhoff with a 2-point basket for 2. And Hadley Furman also going to get into the scoring column. Furman with a 2-point basket. She was 0 of 2 from the free throw line for her 2. Vikings here tonight. They are going to be led here at halftime by Addison Ainsco. Ainsco leading all scorers with 9 points. Addison with 4 2-point baskets. 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Addison leads the way with 9. Melissa Wagler is next with 6. Melissa, 2 3-point baskets for her 6 points. She is followed by Rachel Wilson. Rachel with 2 2-point baskets for 4. And next, a pair of Vikings with 2 here at halftime. First is Mariah Bullock. Mo made a runner midway through the second quarter for her only bucket and her only 2. And Jenica Helms next with a 2-point basket. Jenica off the bench in the first quarter made a jumper for her 2. So Ainsco with 9, Wagler with 6, Wilson with 4, Bullock and Helms with 2. Quarter scoring, Bar Eve jumped to an early lead. DuBois closed it, and at the end of a quarter, it was 9-7. The Jeeps trailed the Vikings by 2. Bar Eve led by as much as 8 in the second quarter, and they settled in for a 23-16 lead here at halftime. Well, join us again tomorrow night, as we've already discussed, Bar Eve and Lagodi at Kavanaugh Court. It will be a packed house, fun night as always when the two rivals located just 7 miles apart get together to play. JV kicks off at 7. Varsity looking at about a 7:30 start time. We'll be on the air just a little bit after 7 o'clock tomorrow night. On Saturday, we're scheduled at this point to be down at Forest Park girls action. We'll hit the air about 1:15 if we're all still here and not wiped out by Snowpocalypse 2K19, because evidently the great blizzard of 2019 is on its way. That, or we're going to get 3 or 4 inches of snow, perhaps. So one of the two Saturdays games very much in question right now with the timing of the storm and basically where it ends up. But that will be an ongoing issue this weekend. So 23-16 here at halftime, Vikings lead. We're going to take another 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, second half action. Back to DuBois right after this.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Holzapfel and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882 and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeves Sports.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to the Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
Schwartz & Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Schwartz & Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Schwartz & Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for
JJ's
you.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Odin-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odin-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Back at Northeast Dubois and right out of the halftime timeout. Bar Eve going to get the basketball first. Jenica Helms starting the second half, and she's going to have her shot blocked. I think they're going to call jump ball. And Dubois going to get it quickly on the other end. Two up and good by Jaslyn Sander. That's Sander's 8 points. And it's a five-point game now. Helms with it, down on the baseline, gets herself caught, back to Melissa Wagler. Wagler trying to turn the corner. Ainsco, her shot no good, but she's going to go to the line to shoot two. And it looks like Brindley Roy are going to be worse for the wear right there. I think Addison kind of clocked her with an elbow on the way up as she kind of chin the ball and went up in that post move. Royer's going to get up and shake it off, so maybe she just hit the ground awkwardly. So Addie, two more free throws. Addison, first one going to bounce off, no good. As we mentioned, Addison leads the Vikings in free throw attempts with over 100 already this year. She's a 72% shooter from the line. Got the second one. She's 2 for 4 tonight. And Addison now into double figures with 6. So Dubois with the basketball. Furman with it. Over to Jaslyn Sander. She's going to bag it out. Guarded by Jenica Helms. And a 3 going to be put up from the corner. This time short. Here comes Ainsco, and Addie wants to run with it. Addie just going to cross everybody over, go up, and lay it in. The Vikings never got great spacing that time on the fast break, but Addison kind of crossed her defender over, went up and laid it up and in. She had Helms on the right side, but as I said, the way the fast break developed, the spacing wasn't good. Addison took it herself and laid it up. Three on the other end, no good. That was by Foreman, and here comes Mariah Bullock. Mo with it. Over to Melissa Wagler. Melissa, three. It's long, rebounded by Dubois. Good wide-open look right there by Melissa Wagler. And Dubois is going to get it back. Little runner down the lane is no good by Cave. And there's going to be a jump ball. Or a possession going to go back to Northeast Dubois. Cave thought she got fouled. I thought it was kind of a wild shot. Good call by the officials. So Dubois is going to get it on the inbounds. We'll say this has been a very well officiated game tonight, both sides. Really letting the players play. Coaches have not said a word to this crew the entire night. It's been a really nice flow to this ball game so far. 26-18 Vikings. Step back three, going to be put up, no good. Tapped around, Dubois is going to pick it up, and they're going to lay it in. Good job by Hadley Foreman right there, just being kind of Johnny on the spot. Picked it up as she was crashing the boards, went right to the rim, laid it up. So 26-20, Dubois to within six. And Jocelyn Helms, long jumper on the other end, no good, and rebounded by Dubois, so Lady Jeep's going to look to cut into it. Another three going to be put up, no good. This time we're going to have another jump ball between Rachel Wilson and Royer. Possession arrow going to give it back to the Vikings. So Bari with the basketball. Vikings with it. Ainsco over to Bullock. Long three, no good. And rebounded by Northeast Dubois. Shot up is no good. And it's going to roll off. But last touch by Bari. Dubois with the basketball. Long two on the inbound is going to be put up and good. That was Reckelhoff, and it's a four-point game again, 26-22. Barreve with it again. Melissa Wagler wide open, top of the key. Her three going to be long, rebounded by Dubois. Good rebound. And quickly the other way, air ball, no good, tapped around. Here comes Mariah Bullock with it. Mariah looking for Ainsco, it's going to be tapped out of bounds. And they're going to say last touch by Barre. Okay. I guess Addison got a piece of it, no argument from the Viking bench. Tracy Stahl back in. Jenica Helms is going to have a seat. And Jaslyn Sander going to drive to the bucket, throw one off the glass. She's got 10. Suddenly, it's a two-point game. Dubois with the last 6 points. And now bad post pass from Tracy Stahl. She was looking for Rachel and Dubois with the basketball. They've got a chance to tie the game. So Dubois with it, trying to tie the score. That's Reckelhoff. She's going to skip it back to Mia Smith. Reckelhoff's got it again, left-hand dribble. Over to Royer. Hadley Foreman's got it now. Left-hand dribble. She's working on Bullock. Sanders got it again. Barry just man-to-man on defense. We're under 3 minutes left here in the game, or in the third quarter. And a two going to be put up by Dubois. Going to bounce off, no good. Rebounded by Addie Ainsco. Here comes Addison. on the run. She's going to skip it over Melissa Wagler. Gets herself caught. Going to be a tie-up. Possession arrow going to give the basketball back to Northeast DuBois. So the Viking offense has went cold here. And DuBois looking to tie the score again. Runner, no good. Offensive rebound, put up and good by Mia Smith. Her first two here tonight. And we're tied at 26. That's an 8-0 run for DuBois. Tracy Stahl going to set for three. It's going to be long. Rebounded by DuBois. So the Jeeps walking it into the half court. And they're going to get a foul in the post as Foreman hit the floor. Yeah, they're going to say it's on Mariah Bullock. She bumped a cutter. And they're going to get a timeout for Bar Eve. Brett Graber has seen enough. He wants a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take one, too. Minute 54 left, third quarter, 26 all, DuBois and Bar Eve. Back to Northeast DuBois High School after this one-minute timeout.
January is all about Jeeps at the Washington Chrysler Center as Jeep Days are back in full swing with great savings on all Jeep models. Choose from a large selection of new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokees arriving daily, the hottest seller on the block. Or how about the 2018 Jeep Renegade loaded with all the bells and whistles as low as $21,199? The new 2019 Jeep Latitude starts at $22,458, an unbelievable year-end clearance savings on all Jeep Wranglers. Jump on board and hold on in a new Jeep during Jeep Days in January at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Attention contractors, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Hastings Mutual offers a contractor's program designed to fit the needs of all you contractors out there. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, and let me help you today. I will work hard to help you get the most affordable coverage you need. Thompson Insurance, 514 East Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Back at DuBois, 26 all. DuBois with the basketball, and they're going to be fouled. Mia Smith on her drive to the lane. Coach Brett Graber wanted a double dribble on that. There was a lot of deflections on her way to the basket. So Smith going to go to the line trying to give DuBois the lead. Minute 34 left here in the quarter. And got the free throw to go. 27-26, DuBois by a point. Next free throw, rolls in and out, no good. But DuBois is going to grab the offensive rebound. DuBois has really played hard here in this third quarter. It was an 8-point deficit, now it's a 1-point lead. And with a minute 20 left, looks like Bar Eve going to go a little 2-3 zone this time. And I think DuBois is content to bag it out and use a little clock. So DuBois with it. We're down to a minute left exactly. Sanders got the basketball. Bar Eve, looks like they may try to selectively trap a spot or two. Sander almost a double dribble. We're at 45 seconds. Reckelhoff's got it now. Sander on the right side. Going to skip it over. Long two going to be put up. Is no good by Mia Smith. Good rebound by Rachel. And here comes Bar Eve with the basketball. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Bullock's got it. On the left side, Tracy Stahl. The Viking coaches yelling for one shot. 15 seconds left in the quarter. Melissa Wagler. Going to skip it over. Bullock going to set for a three. It's going to be short, and it's going to be rebounded by DuBois, and time is going to run out. At the end of three on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, DuBois with a late flurry, and And they end the quarter on a 10-1 run, and they lead Barrieve 27-26, headed to the fourth quarter. Back to Northeast Dubois after this one-minute timeout.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Daviess County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrieve Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barrieve Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Back at Dubois, it will be Barrieve basketball to start the fourth quarter. 2-3 zone for Dubois. Vikings only 3 points in that quarter. There's a lob play. We've got bodies everywhere. No call. And Ainsco slow to get up. I think she may have had her shoe knocked off. So Dubois with it again with a one-point lead. Barrieve man-to-man. Original five starters are on the floor. Mia Smith with it. And a long two in the corner is in and good by Reckelhoff. And that's a three-point lead for Dubois, and that's their largest of the night. And Ainsco going to put up a jumper on the other end, a runner. It's no good. Tie up, loose ball. Possession arrow back to Dubois. Now here comes Barrieve and some full court pressure. Like a little 2-2-1, a little run and jump action perhaps, and they're going to force a double dribble. Madison Cave is going to kind of make a hesitation move, put it on her hip. Barrieve going to get it back, trailing by three, 29-26. Rachel Wilson. Ainsco going to step up, a long two. It's going to bounce long, no good. Madison's got her wrist wrapped. Looks like part of her hand, too. It's really affected her shooting. Dubois with a good look on the other end. Layup is no good. And last touch by Barrieve. Dubois going to get it again on the baseline. 6:29 left. 29-26. Vikings trail by three. And off the inbound set. Three going to be put up and good. Madison Cave, that's her 8 point. And this run has been an extended deal here. It's a 6 point Viking deficit now, 32-26. Mo Bullock. Melissa Wagler going to set for three. Got it right back. That is a big shot right there. Melissa with nine, all of them from behind the three-point line. Barrieve now looks like going to get into... Let's see what kind of defense it is. It's kind of like a man defense. I think that's what it is. And Dubois is going to take a timeout as the pressure was being ramped up. We'll go ahead and take one, too. 5:45 left. Northeast Dubois 32, Barrieve 29. Back to Northeast Dubois after this one-minute timeout.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Before
ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Back at Northeast Dubois, Jeeps with the basketball. They're a three-point leader over Bari, 32-29. Vikings original five starters on the floor. Dubois almost threw it out of bounds. Foreman with it, back to Sander. And Dubois going against this Viking man-to-man defense. Reckelhoff almost turned over. Now they're going to get a foul on Addison Ainsco. Ainsco reached in on Sander. Just a third foul on the Vikings here in the half. Second on Addison here tonight. On the inbounds. Dubois with the basketball. Next possession arrow, next tie-up. The arrow will go the way of Barreve. Dubois going against this Viking man-to-man defense. Reckelhoff over to Sander. And Mariah Bullock almost picked it up. Dubois, however, going to grab it. Three going to be put up. No good. Rebounded by Melissa Wagler. Here comes Barreve out on the run. Ainsco's got it in the right corner. Melissa going to fire another one. It's going to bounce long. No good. Picked up by Dubois. Rachel Wilson had her hands on it, had it poked away, and the Jeeps whipped the basketball. 32-29. Ainsco really trying to give Reckelhoff fits, almost forced the double dribble. Ball on the floor. Dubois with it out near half court. They're going to squirm out of another trap. Barreve just bringing a couple people. Baseline jumper by Dubois. Going to be an air ball, but they're going to pick up the offensive rebound. Sander, elbow jumper. It's no good. Rebounded again by Dubois. It's no good. Ainsco going to grab it. She's going to be fouled. And Barreve dodged a bullet right there. The Jeeps had a couple of good looks at it in the lane. Couldn't get it to go. And Barreve going to pick it up. So 32-29, Barreve with it, trying to cut into this three-point Jeep lead. We're at 3 minutes and 45 seconds. Melissa Wagler. Tracy Stahl going to set for a three. Bingo, we are tied. That's Tracy's first 3 points here tonight. Barreve has erased that six-point deficit, and we're tied. They're going to get a blocking foul on Tracy Stahl on the other end. That's just a fourth team foul on Barreve, but that's four on Tracy Stahl. So on the inbounds, Dubois with it. Tied at 32. Ainsco guarding Sander. I think Addison really giving her problems. Almost a five-second call. And they're going to force a double dribble. That was good defense by Mariah Bullock, but Addison Ainsco came over, offered just enough help. And Barreve's going to get the ball back with a chance to take the lead. 3 minutes left exactly. Tracy Stahl. Pass going to be thrown high and out of bounds. Tracy was looking for Addison Ainsco on that inside position. And Dubois is going to get it back with a chance to take the lead themselves here with 3 minutes left. Bar even man-to-man defense here. It's really been giving Dubois fits here these last couple of possessions. Reckelhoff out to Mia Smith. Reckelhoff's got it again. Dubois. Reckelhoff, her shot up, no good. Putback is no good. Ball tapped around. Last touch by Mariah Bullock. And Dubois is going to get it again. Bar even has got to clean it up on the defensive glass, as the Jeeps have had several chances these last few possessions and just unable to cash in. On the inbounds, ball on the floor, and they're going to get a foul on Barive. And, I mean, there was a slew of bodies. They're going to get it on Bullock, and that's going to put Mia Smith at the line to shoot two. 2:13 left in the game. Smith's free throw is short. No good. She'll have one more, trying to give Northeast Dubois the lead again. 32 all here, 2:13 left. And she got the second one. 33-32. Barive still with a chance to take the lead here. Coming up on 2 minutes left in the game, Melissa Wagler. And Barive's got to find a way to get the ball to Addison Ainsco in scoring position here, I would presume. Mariah Bullock. Bullock directing traffic on the right side. Ainsco's got it. Top of the key. Ainsco. Try to get around everybody on the baseline. She's going to be blocked. That's not the worst foul, because she had thrown a pass to Bullock, who was open for a three in the corner. So Barry's going to get it on the baseline. Trailing by one. Ainsco on the inbound. Going to try to get down the lane. Her shot up, no good. Rachel Wilson going to grab the rebound, go off the glass, no good. And last touch by Dubois. Barive going to get it again, so a couple of good looks. Unable to go. Barive going to take a timeout. We'll take another one. Minute 29 left. 33-32, Dubois by a point. Back to Northeast Dubois High School after this 1 minute timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back at Dubois, Barive with the basketball. Taking it in underneath their own basket. Rachel Wilson, her shot no good. Ainsco going to pick it up. We're going to have a jump ball. And the problem right there is Barive had it in prime scoring position, and they used a rhythm dribble two times. Rachel Wilson used one. Addison Ainsco used another. As I like to say in basketball practice, it rhythmed them right out of a scoring chance. As Barive with it again off the jump ball, Bullock. Ainsco looking for Rachel Wilson, and it's going to be taken away. And they're going to get a foul on, I believe, Addison Ainsco. No, they're going to get it on Rachel Wilson. That's the sixth team foul on Mar Eve. Now the Vikings going to pick up in some full court pressure. Jenica Helms and Mo Bullock going to sit down. We'll see what type of pressure this is. Looks like 2-2-1. It's just the second team foul on Mar Eve. And DuBois with the basketball. Barry still man-to-man on defense. We're under a minute now. Long three put up by DuBois. Banks off, no good. Here comes Ainsco. Addison going to pull up on the right side. Addison going to skip it over. Melissa Wagler, Jenica Helms. Ball going to be poked away. And possession arrow going to give it back to Northeast DuBois with 38.2 seconds. And Northeast DuBois is going to want a timeout. And we'll go ahead and take 1-2. 38 seconds left here at Northeast DuBois High School. 33-32 Jeeps. Back to Northeast DuBois after this one-minute timeout.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Traylor, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Stores.
Back at DuBois, Vikings in some full court pressure here. And DuBois really having a hard time. And with 29.4, they were at 9 seconds. And Coach Andy Chin going to have to take a timeout as the Vikings had just about forced a turnover. So it's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here, resetting everything. 29.4 seconds left. 33-32. DuBois by a point. If there is a tie-up, possession arrow will give it back to Bar Eve. And Bar Eve does have six team fouls, so the next foul that they give, DuBois will be in the bonus. The Vikings just have really had a hard time finding the basket here in the second half. So on the inbounds, DuBois with it in the backcourt. Reckelhoff. Going to bounce it over. Sander. Ball on the floor for a second. And we're down to 15 seconds. And Barry's going to have to give one. Unable to turn DuBois over. They are going to put Madison Cave at the line to shoot one in the bonus. 15.3 seconds left. All right, Bullock going to check in. Helms going to sit down. So Cave at the line. Bonus situation. She got the first one. 34-32. Cave will have another. And second one going to roll off. So here comes Ainsco with the basketball. Coming up on 10 seconds, Addison with it. Going to try to get down on the baseline, and they're going to get her for an offensive foul. And that was Furman that stood in on the baseline and took it. So with 7.5 seconds left, Bar Eve has to get in some full court pressure, and they're going to have to foul Sander with 5 seconds left in the game. So Sander shooting the bonus. That's team foul number 9. Sander with it. Her free throw going to be no good. Here comes Bar-Eve with it. Ainsco going to have to fire a three at the buzzer, and it's going to bounce off no good. And the final tonight on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Bar-Eve with a disappointing loss as the Vikings fall to Northeast Dubois, 34-32. The Vikings just 9 points in the second half, and they fall tonight here on the road to Northeast Dubois. Postgame tonight brought to you by our friend Alex Knepp, the whole gang at German American Financial Services in Washington. We're going to take this time out, and when we come back, we will have all the postgame statistics, Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game, and more. Vikings fall tonight, 34-32 to Dubois. Back to Northeast Dubois after this timeout.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Tonight here at Northeast Dubois, Jeeps going to come out on top. They knock off Bar-Eve 34-32. Vikings go cold in the second half. Only 9 second half points. And Northeast Dubois comes from behind to win. Postgame scoring tonight. First for Northeast Dubois. They're going to be led tonight by Jaslyn Sander. Sander with 5 2-point baskets for 10. She's going to be followed by Madison Cave. Cave with 2 threes. A 2-point basket, 1 of 2 from the line for 9. Haley Reckelhoff was next. Reckelhoff, 4 2-point baskets for 8. Hadley Furman, 2 2-point baskets, 0 of 2 from the line, but Furman took that big charge from Rachel Wilson to seal the deal for Dubois. She finished with 4. Mia Smith with 3, a 2-point basket, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Bar-Eve tonight, they're going to be led by Addison Ainsco. Ainsco, 5 2-point baskets. 1 of 2 from, or 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Addie finishes with 12. Next is Melissa Wagler. Melissa, 3 3-point baskets. Melissa finishes with 9. Next for the Vikings, Rachel Wilson. Rachel, 2 2-point baskets for 4. Tracy Stahl with a big 3 in the fourth quarter to tie it for the Vikings at 32. Tracy finishes with 3. Jenica Helms finished with 2, as did Mariah Bullock. Add all that up, that's 32 for the Vikings. Quarter scoring, Bar-Eve led at 9-7 after a quarter. They led 23-16 at halftime. They trailed at 27-26 after 3. And Dubois hangs on in a hard-fought fourth quarter. The Jeeps win it 34-32. Hardware to pass out tonight. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. We're going to split this award tonight. First of all, we're going to give it to Addison Ainsco. Addison, leading scorer tonight for the Vikings. She finished with 12 and really kept the Vikings in the contest. And then the second half of that award tonight going to go to Melissa Wagler. Melissa, 3 3-point baskets, including a big one late in the fourth quarter as the Vikings Were able to erase that six-point deficit, tie the game at 32, but unable to come all the way back. And the Vikings fall tonight because of it, 34-32. Well, join us again tomorrow night, the granddaddy of them all, Kavanaugh Court, Bar Eve and Ligoti, as the Vikings and the Lions kick it off again. Airtime tomorrow night. Going to be, a little bit after 7 o'clock as the Vikings and Lions going to meet for what I believe is meeting number 102 between Bar Eve and Ligoti. But as I've mentioned before, you throw in Montgomery High School, you throw in Ligoti St. John's High School, you throw in the old Ligoti High School before Ligoti St. John's consolidation. I mean, we're talking upwards of 300 or 400 meetings between these two teams, no matter how they've been positioned. So will be a good one tomorrow night, and we certainly look forward to bringing it to you from Kavanaugh Court. I'd like to thank my buddy back at the station, Renee Lyle, helping us through some technical issues here tonight and getting us on the air. Special shout out to Northeast Du Bois Athletic Director Terry Friedman, helping us navigate the cellular issues down here at Du Bois, and class operation as always down here in Du Bois, Indiana. So Vikings fall tonight to Northeast Du Bois 34-32. I'm Mike DeCourcy. Good night, everybody.
Bar Reeve Vikings.
This concludes coverage of Bar Reeve Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by
the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV.
Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.